Thank you, Jess.
How long was the scheme in development? What are kind of its origins now that it's come to fruition?
Well, CLAN has been calling for a national independent redress scheme to cover all forms of abuse, physical, psychological and sexual abuse, and the unpaid labour of children who were in orphanages, children's homes and foster care. Mm. And currently it only recognises those who were sexually used. It's initially, you know, the Royal Commission called for a national independent redress scheme because people like us who were children of the state wards did not wish to return to the abusive state governments who were our legal guardians.
Mm.
And so it's really good that the Prime Minister, who's also CLAN's patron, listened to our call for a national independent redress scheme. We appreciate that. And we appreciate Christian Porter's supporting that. But however, the redress scheme as currently introduced by the Liberal government is actually going to exclude people who have got a criminal record. And many people who were sexually abused in orphanages have gone on to do crimes that have... So they've been incarcerated in jail. And many of our members state that going to jail was better than the orphanages. As an 80-year-old man said to me, you know, at least I didn't get raped in jail and I didn't get flogged. I like jail better than being with the nuns in their cult.
Gosh.
Mm.
That's horrific. And so anyone with a criminal record won't be able to access the redress scheme, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
If it's over 5 years incarceration. And they're not also eligible for an apology from the organisation that abused them in the first place, and they're not eligible for the counselling.
Wow. That's really, really disappointing. That's horrific.
That's horrific, and it's setting victims up and excluding. So, you know, that wasn't the intent of the Royal Commission. They didn't say everybody who was abused, who didn't go to jail, come forward. They listened to everybody's stories. They went to the jails to get these people's stories. But now the federal government they've decided to exclude certain victims, and that is so wrong.
Mm.
And that allows those organisations that were responsible for that child, the church or charity or the state government, that allows those organisations to not pay compensation to those abuse victims.
Mm, to escape this responsibility and to escape the ramifications of these actions.
And there's no accountability for them. And, you know, and they're currently enjoying the taxpayers' dollars, and yet and it's an opt-in system too, Jess. And so the abusive organisations get a choice to opt in. How shameful is that?
It's really disappointing because at the fore, this seems like a really fantastic thing that's come about with the redress scheme and that a step has been taken forward. But when you look a little further into it, it's not been done as well as it should have been done. What's the community's feeling been like? Well, how have you had people react to the announcement of the redress scheme?
Oh, people are angry.
Yeah.
People are, you know, they just feel dispirited. They feel, what was the point of going to the Royal Commission?
Mm. And reliving all of that horrific period of their life, I'm sure, and having to go back to that. When will the scheme be introduced into Australia, do we know?
They're going to set up a telephone line and a website by March next year.
Mm-hmm.
And the applications will start in July 2018. But, you know, these care leavers have been waiting all their lives. The oldest person I've taken to the Royal Commission and supported was 93.
Wow.
They're concerned that they won't be alive to see compensation. They're concerned they'll be buried in a pauper's grave.
Mm.
It's not just about a financial compensation for being sexually used. It's people need help to find their families or their parents' graves.
Mm.
It's you know, to be in an orphanage or a children's home, you know, we're a little bit different to the people who were abused out in the suburbs who had parents.
Absolutely.
We didn't have anyone to support us. Yet.
Such vulnerable children.
Yes, and we couldn't escape an orphanage, you know, to go to the police.
No.
You know? And some of those brave kids did escape and abscond, and they did bravely try to tell the police about the crimes being committed on them, but the police didn't believe them, and they returned them straight into the hands of the abusers.
Which is horrific, and it's horrific to think of the awful, awful things that these children have had to go through and that you have had to live with for your whole lives as well, and these people have had to live for their whole lives. Obviously, the redress scheme is a small step forward, but not a big enough step forward. What's the next step? Where do we go from here?
Well, we're calling on the Prime Minister, who's a patron of CLAN, and we're calling on him to reverse this inequitable decision. We believe CLAN, all care leavers are deserving of redress, an apology and counselling. And we will be shouting that till the day we all die. You know, these are our brothers and sisters.
Absolutely.
And yes, they did terrible things. They went on to do terrible things. There's no denying that. But terrible things were committed on them as children.
Doing one bad thing does not exclude the bad things done to you, I don't think. Because you have done something doesn't negate that something was done to you. It's kind of that, it's not an eye for an eye situation.
Yes.
So I really, really hope that this is something that gets resolved or at least has some more attention shone on it. Leonie, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you so, so much for joining us this morning. And thank you for all the incredible work you're doing as well.
That's lovely, Jess. And thank you, Chris, for your patience with me in getting this interview. It was so sweet.
Wonderful producer, Chris. I'll pass that on. Yes. Thanks, Leonie. You have a good day.
Hooroo.
That was Leonie Sheedy from the Care Leavers Australasia Network talking about the federal government introducing some long-awaited legislation to Parliament detailing redress criteria of victims and survivors of child sexual abuse. If this story has raised any concerns for you, you can always phone Lifeline on 13 11 14. We'll pop some details on the podcast at the end of the show if you would like to learn a little bit more about CLAN, the Care Leavers Australasia Network, and about the legislation as well.